Hey, hey, hey. Welcome to I Received Radio. Word of Hope through Jesus Christ Ministry welcomes you and gives you abundant and overflowing of blessings. Let me start out with some biblical common sense. Are you in fear or are you in faith? In the message here. As people were boarding a jet, a preacher asked to sit beside a couple. He was searching a window seat. The man there beside a woman mumbled a bit, was not too friendly on saying yes. He introduced himself to the man and women as he was squeezing through to sit down. The man just stared at him as the preacher said he likes sitting by the window because being a preacher, it reminds him of a vision of heaven. They buckled up for takeoff, zooming off the runway, and after the pilot announced they reached 525 mile per hour at 32,000 feet, anyone could unbuckle, eat, relax, take a nap, or enjoy their phones, etc., and to enjoy the flight. So the preacher pulled out a Bible and started reading, pointing his finger on the verses. Reading on the book of John, mumbling a bit on the word of Jesus. Speaking, he underlined that verse. The man beside him was getting aggravated on hearing the preacher whispering, mumbling, and said, "Why in the world are you underlining every one of the sentences you read?" As he finished underlining a verse, the preacher looked up at the man and said, "It's the book of John, and I'm reading on the word that Jesus spoke, and I only underline what is important to me." As the man looked at the preacher with an angry face about to respond, the jet that very second dipped, shook, rattled this way, then that way, as it hit a bad turbulence and dropped about 3,500 feet. As the preacher was watching, praying for everyone sitting in his seat still buckled up, he saw luggage flying around, people screaming, people up against the ceiling of the jet. About 68 seconds later, the jet leveled out, and as everything settled, he watching the angry man flop back down in his seat. He looked at the preacher with his eyes bugging out, his mouth wide open and white as a ghost, yelled at the preacher and said, "Tell me some more about that book of John, and would you please speak a lot louder? Are you ready to meet your maker, folks?" "No, are you really ready to meet your maker?" In Luke 23:42-43. Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus answered him, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." In Mark 10:51-52. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked him. The blind man said, "Rabbi, I want to see." "Go," said Jesus, "your faith has healed you." Immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus along the road. In Jeremiah 15:15-21. "Lord, you understand, remember me and care for me. Avenge me on my persecutors. You are long-suffering, do not take me away. Think of how I suffer reproach for your sake. When your words came, I ate them. They were my joy and my heart's delight, for I bear your name, Lord God Almighty. I never sat in the company of revelers, never made merry with them. I sat alone because your hand was on me, and you had filled me with indignation. Why is my pain unending and my wound grievous and incurable? You are to me like a deceptive brook, like a spring that fails. Therefore, this is what the Lord says. If you repent, I will restore you, that you may serve me. If you utter worthy, not worthless words, you will be my spokesman. Let this people turn to you, but you must not turn to them. I will make you a wall to this people, a fortified wall of bronze. They will fight against you, but will not overcome you. For I am with you to rescue and save you, declares the Lord. I will save you from the hands of the wicked and deliver you from the grasp of the cruel. Things, thoughts, people, events, yes, even animals, creatures of all of God's creation will have connection with you to change our lives in the flesh, in our minds, in our hearts. Reclaim, redeem your soul, your identity of our Creator, our Maker has given us. Genesis 1:26-28. Then God said, "Let us make mankind, humans in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." So God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, and over every living creature that moves on the ground." Mark 16:15-16. Are you willing to make that change spiritually in Christ Jesus? I encourage you to make that change right now if you haven't already done so. I pray this message inspires you to become stronger in your faith. Grow it as you mature in Christ. He said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Folks, do get ready. Be ready. Mark 5:36. Jesus said, just believe. Blessings from Reverend Robert.